This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the next segment with Paul Watson, we're just going to get into the crazy climate as all the secret societies and Democrat cabals and their plans for violence begin to come out. FBI agents are set to testify to Congress. They're already informing the incredible corruption going on there and why Hillary was so arrogant. But video sent to us this morning, we've now posted to Infowars.com, is from Kerry Leadingham, and it's already got 170,000 views. It's at CNN Center in Atlanta. Now, to explain this, it's their private property. They have a right to throw this guy out that Kerry posted video of this individual being thrown out. But he's simply wearing a CNN is fake news shirt.
This is what he wanted.
Now, I'm going to leave. I just think it's funny.
And he's simply wearing the CNN shirt. For radio listeners, I'm setting this up. And it's in a big kind of mall kiosk, some restaurants, some shops, and then CNN's offices are up above, but it's CNN's property. They own that little slash, you know, kind of mall area as their kiosk, CNN Center. And attached to it is the convention center where he was looking at the boat show. So they remove him out of there. Now, again, you hear about people wearing NRA shirts being removed from shopping malls as well. It shows the leftist authoritarianism. We were all enjoying the Atlanta boat show when we went for dinner break at CNN building. Got kicked out for a T-shirt on our friend. So there it is. I'm about to play the video and then get Paul Watson's take. Here it is.
We wanted to hear this.
So we just got away from
it. We wanted to hear this.
Let's get this on camera.
We wanted to hear this. This is what we wanted.
Now, I'm going to leave. I just think it's funny. So I'm getting kicked out for having seen it. Just to make sure everybody's clear.
Make sure it's clear.
Unbelievable.
This is the country we're living
in. This is where we come to.
What a joke.
Unbelievable.
So CNN has no ratings. They're falling apart. They're attached to the convention center, and people say, well, it's their property. No, I understand, but their anti-free speech is the point. And it just shows how the media is all into censorship. On the streets, Antifa will point guns at you if you try to go to the Austin Capitol for a memorial for a woman killed by an illegal alien who they set free. If you try to go online, they censor you. CNN puts out fake polls. They're in the WikiLeaks, giving Hillary the questions beforehand to Donna Brazile. I mean, it just shows their total culture, Paul.
Well, it's a total hostility to the First Amendment, to freedom of speech. It's like, that's an offensive T-shirt. I mean, who cares? The more a big deal they make out of it, the more it just reflects on themselves. I mean, CNN is a joke at this point. Even after the whole Trump was mentally deranged, he had dementia thing, was completely demolished, they were still on that, Alex. I mean, I can't get over that. Brian Stelter, who said it was reckless conspiracy theories to speculate on Hillary Clinton's health. Even after the doctor came out and said Trump was completely fine, he still said, no, this hasn't been resolved yet. So that's why they're fake news, because when their fake news narrative that Trump had dementia, that he was unfit, was completely debunked, they just kept on with it. So that's the essence of fake news. They got Jim Acosta. How can he still call himself a reporter? I mean, I don't pretend to be nonpartisan, Alex, but people like him do. He's a far-left activist, as is virtually everyone that works.
Wolf Blitzer, they're all on video at the DNC dancing and looking at Hillary like she's a rock star. And there's so many fake news things with Acosta. I don't know where to begin. I mean, he said Trump did not visit Congressman Scalise. They also said, again, that there was no Martin Luther King bust when there's video, when they're in there with it. I mean, these people know they're liars, Paul.
And they had, like, a year ago, they probably had like three commentators who were vaguely pro-Trump. I think they just fired the last one. So it's like a complete echo chamber at CNN. Even for the back and forth of good TV, they don't want that anymore. No, they said socialism was cool, Alex. I mean, did you cover that tweet? He was an environmental hero. He's a socialist before it was cool. Talking about MLK. while Venezuelans are literally having to butcher zoo animals to stay alive. CNN is telling
everyone. They ate the zoo animals 4 years ago, Paul. They're basically eating dead people now.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I am your host, Alex Jones. Paul Watson's riding shotgun with us for another segment. Then I'm going to get into all the congressional testimony, all the new videos with senators and House members that have talked to the informants, the FBI, that witnessed the cabal inside of the Justice Department trying to frame President Trump, the American people, and any conservative, Christian, libertarian, you name it, as a Russian operative. It's so bold. It's so crazy. That is all coming up. I'm going to open the phones up as well. This report's on InfoWars.com. Missing FBI text messages include threats of violence against Trump. FBI agent sent jaw-dropping text about no Russia collusion. That was Strzok. 6 months into it, he goes, man, I'm really concerned. This is all fake. There's nothing here. Well, just make up some stuff like Mueller does. So, again, I wonder if Strzok's the one that's turned state's evidence. Senator Ron Johnson, FBI informant, says secret society held secret meetings off-site. All of that is on DrudgeReport.com, NewsWars.com. But I want to shift gears into something even bigger right now, and that's Vegas. We've had senators come out. We've had Congressman Perry come out of Pennsylvania and say he's talked to sources that show clear, credible evidence that ISIS was involved, not just them taking credit, not just them a week before putting out graphics saying they were going to attack. Not now Strzok, the FBI admits, okay, that the we've got Strzok on the mind. Now they're coming out admitting that the so-called main Vegas shooter was reportedly a gun runner, had gone to the Middle East, did have these contacts, was involved in this. They're looking at multiple shooters. The whole dam on this is breaking. We have an article on InfoWars.com that we're going to put on screen for folks that Paul Watson's about to talk about. Paul?
Yeah, it's ISIS group puts crosshairs on Vegas hotel in threat to shed dirty blood. That's out today. It's PJ Media. So they put out yet another video in which they zero in on a strip hotel. It's not the Mandalay Bay Hotel, but it is a hotel in Vegas. It says, the disbeliever West will see our power through the jihad of sincere people and the sacrifice of monotheists. So basically, they're threatening to attack Las Vegas again. Now, remember, when they claimed responsibility for the Las Vegas massacre, everyone came out and said, oh, ISIS claims responsibility for everything. No, that's not true. People went back and found that even ISIS attacks that had been done by ISIS sympathizers, ISIS didn't even claim responsibility for them if they were not directly involved. They only claim responsibility if they're directly involved. They did for the Las Vegas massacre. Of course, they had propaganda before it happened saying they were targeting Las Vegas. They teased, there's another headline, ISIS teases Vegas in upcoming sequel to original film Threatening America. That was November 29th. So they're obsessed with Las Vegas. They're threatening to attack it again today. We had the Congressman Scott Perry come out about a week ago on Fox News saying that there's a terrorist connection to the Las Vegas massacre. And, of course, we have the source, the former Trump campaign official, who, by the way, is connected to the same source that reveals today the threatening violent messages against President Trump, which has been proven correct because the same source behind that predicted the secret society 1 month before it was in the news. But this source came out, the former Trump campaign official, and said, Stephen Paddock made an ISIS tape where he sat down and basically pledged allegiance to ISIS before the massacre. So this ISIS connection to the Las Vegas massacre isn't going away. They've already confirmed they're looking at different suspects, potentially outside suspects that may have been involved in the attack other than Paddock. So this is starting to come together that it's a wider plot and that it was a terrorist plot. And they've offered no other explanation, no other motive.
And, Paul, day one, our FBI sources, the day after it happened, said they went to the Middle East. There was a woman visiting days before, a gun runner. We were the first to break all of that, and those were real sources. So this guy had the classic cutout of all of this. I then received even more information I'm not allowed to release on air. We had individuals travel here from another state with video of his brother, and I'm just going to leave it at that, and then they made the decision with their lawyers not to let us use it, which is fine. But the FBI has it. They know what's going on here, and it is unbelievable. What's your best thinking on this? I think our Army intelligence source that laid out the Saudi Arabians having a big convention there, some groups use that as the cover with thousands of people coming in from the Middle East to get in. Then they needed weapons, so they made contacts with a gun runner they'd gotten weapons before from, and then used that as the cutout and the cover for the mass shooting operation, which was a message against Trump just weeks before he rolled up the whole Wahhabist globalist arm that was funding the Clintons inside Saudi Arabia.
I think, obviously, it was a massively wider plot than it was. He'd researched other targets. He was attempting to hit one of the, what was it, the fuel tank nearby to cause a massive explosion. It was obviously a terrorist attack. How can it not have a motive? I mean, even with the Texas church massacre, they found some kind of motive behind that. It's absolutely incredible that this was just one guy, just some random milquetoast guy who went postal. There's all kinds of questions about were there other people involved, and now they've admitted that they're investigating other people. There's surveillance tapes of things that we were told didn't happen, casualties that weren't even attended to for like 2 hours.
All the eyewitnesses, the sheriff a few days into it said obviously he had help and it's horrible. We're looking at that evidence, and then he comes out, oh no, there's no help, and looks like he's being told to lie. I mean, the guy looked like he was about to kill himself. I mean, why did the sheriff suddenly look normal, saying, yeah, there's people helping him, to looking like he was just totally depressed when he went up there and said no one helped him?
Also, the contradiction of what if he had an escape plan, which they say he planned to escape after the attack, right? Why did he shoot himself in the head? And then there's the massive disconnection between the actual timeline we were originally told and what happened with him being discovered. So none of these questions have been answered. They said, well, it'd take a year from when it took place to have any kind of clue. I think it's ISIS, Alex. I mean, that's what I thought when it first happened. It was later confirmed in terms of...
Well, they said a few weeks before, we're going to attack Vegas and it's going to be drenched in blood.
And they don't claim responsibility for attacks they're not involved in. That's a myth. That's a myth that the news media put out straight afterwards, and people actually pointed out, no, that's not true. And they, you know, they won't claim responsibility for attacks that are done in their name if they weren't directly involved.
That's right. And, Paul, let's be clear. Let's be 100% clear. The FBI has had to change its story 6 different times. The local sheriff's department has as well. And as you said, the whole timeline's wrong. Multiple shooters, the witnesses, the people saying, get out of here, you'll be dead in 45 minutes. The hundreds of rounds fired down the hall. I mean, gun battles around the town. I mean, this was a fiasco. And all we're saying is we're being lied to, and they call us fake news for that. Well, you know what? We've been proven right again.
Well, how much information did we know about 9/11 within, like, 3 days? We knew the motive, most of the people involved in it, what, within like a week or two, they had all the names, they had all the passports. We're here, what, 4 months later, and we don't know anything about this. It's absolutely insane. There's obviously some kind of cover-up taking place. For what reason, I don't know. But I genuinely think it was a terrorist attack, and it involved ISIS from everything that I've seen.
Well, I was shown footage and then deleted it because we weren't allowed to use it, that is very interesting. And I'll just say it's been given to the FBI, and it just adds to all of this. But this brother, I mean, the brothers, clearly the whole family's classic intelligence cutouts. You think they just have hundreds of thousands of dollars a week to magically go basically launder through the casinos? That's what the casinos are for, Paul.
It's incredible. There's also been several deaths of people who were down at the scene involved in the shooting. You had the eyewitnesses who were working the stalls, working for the concert. They were, you know, selling the merchandise, selling the food. The FBI came and wiped their phones and their laptops the next day or a couple of days later, completely wiped them. They never got them back. I mean, is that routine operating procedure? From what I read, it wasn't in all cases. So, you know, there's questions about that. Why are they destroying evidence? So, you know, it's big question marks still hang over it for me, Alex.
What an incredible time to be alive. Paul Watson, thank you so much. The official story of Vegas has collapsed, and congressmen and others are now saying that they've been given intelligence it was ISIS, and that more ISIS attacks are now planned. Thank you, Paul. We'll be back with all the big clips and more straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The fact that the world is so crazy right now makes my job really easy. Used to, I'd come in here and go through several hundred articles and then try to get through most of them in 3 or 4 hours because I would change the topic every 5 minutes. There's not even a day out of the month goes by now where I go through half the stories. And I probably should. A lot of it's really important. Because the war news, the economy news, the Russiagate news, the leftist temper tantrums and violence all over the world is so insane that you can't turn away. And now Russiagate, that we've all known is completely ridiculous and fake. Russia can barely run its own country. It's the biggest in the world. China is literally, even the Washington Post admits, running almost every U.S. university, controlling Hollywood. I mean, it's not the Chinese people, it's the communist Chinese. But if you wanted to have some hysteria, China's got more control of the U.S. than Trump does in many respects. But then there's this hoax where they have hearings and say, I'm a Russian. And now Twitter's sending out hundreds of thousands of emails, but three of our crew have gotten them saying, you are a Russian bot. And then the news is running with it today saying, proof, Alex Jones is a Russian bot. Paul Watson's a Russian bot. Because I want to cut our taxes. And because FBI agents are blowing the whistle and we're catching them with their text messages, making up lies about Russiagate, I'm a Russian bot. Think about the magnitude of those lies. But then there's the surrealness of all this. Because the reality is, it's the Clintons in bed with the Russians and the Chinese and the rest of it. And then to see Senator Ron Johnson on the secret society that the informants have told them about, and they have the text messages that say, today is the first day of the new secret society. And then the media goes, oh, well, did they really have one? What do you think a criminal cabal is? I've been calling it a criminal rogue group in the FBI, a La Cosa Nostra, which means our thing. Then we're going to get to other incredible clips, but here is Senator Ron Johnson.
Is further evidence of corruption, more than bias, but corruption at the highest levels of the FBI and that secret society. We have an informant that's talking about a group that were holding secret meetings off-site. There's so much smoke here. There's so much suspicion.
Let's stop there. A secret society, a secret meetings off-site of the Justice Department.
Correct.
And you have an informant saying that.
Yes.
Is there anything more about that?
No, we have to dig into it. This is not a distraction. Again, this is bias, potentially corruption at the highest levels of the FBI that is now investigating. And now this is, and by the way, Robert Mueller used to run the FBI. He is in no position to do an investigation over this kind of misconduct. So I think at this point in time, we probably should be looking at a special counsel to undertake this investigation. But Congress is going to have to continue to dig.
It's not just that he used to run the FBI. He covered up for the Clinton crimes, the Obama crimes. Comey did that. Then you've got them recommending the president, oh, sir, McCabe's a good guy. He's not partisan. And then he's the ringleader of it. The attorney general and Ron Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, recommend McCabe, who is in the text messages as the ring leader. Sir, you can trust McCabe. He'll take care of you. It's incredible. It's like the school bus driver, Jeffrey Dahmer. It's like, Jeffrey will take care of the kids. Bye, Jeffrey. And imagine you're the president now who had all these people recommended to him, and they're the ones running the cabal that's been caught. Robert Mueller heads up one of the big law firms that you hire because it's all the former top FBI people and Justice Department people, so that if they sign off on your foreign deal, you don't get indicted by the FBI. You're in the club. And that's how Mueller's involved in 10 different Russian companies. He's got millions of dollars per company in some cases and never made an investment. But on the regular prospectus, you've got to invest money to be part of it. It's a giant cash machine. And they're all incredibly corrupt. And they thought Hillary was going to get in. They thought they were invincible. And then they whipped themselves up into a fury, into a frenzy, believing they could stop Trump once he was president-elect. And now, a year later, it is blowing up. I mean, I've never heard of anything like this in U.S. history. This is spectacular conspiracy. And admitting they deleted the thousands of text messages. Let's go to Bob Goodlatte, hence DOJ may tap NSA for missing text. Oh, yeah, they've all been recorded. And the president's got all of them. That's why they know. They've just got to wait till it all comes out. And then we'll go to this other clip. Here it is.
Joe DeGeneva said on my radio show that the NSA has every text message, that we can get those text messages if need be. What do you know about that?
We should search every place to find them, because I think they still exist in some form somewhere. I'm pleased that Attorney General Sessions has made a commitment to investigate this and find them, but we should also undertake whether there is some way to gather them from some other source. It is very important, but even the text messages we have are alarming, and the secret society just harks back to the text we saw before in December talking about the insurance policy. What has been going on in that five-month period of time? Well, we know one thing for sure, and that is that these people hostile to the president have not been conducting themselves in a manner that befits the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
They built this big, giant, illegal thing that records everything, and we've got it from the WikiLeaks and the Vault 1 through 8 CIA leaks that came out last year. We know exactly how it works, the name of the program, you name it. They go into their name, into their Social Security number. You enter that, and then it goes in. And even for the last 6-7 years, everything's recorded. Before that, it was just key people, but still a lot of folks. And I've seen some of the files. We published them with my name, Trump's name, where hundreds of thousands were being watched when Obama first got in. But that was just in that DEA data dump that Sheriff Arpaio got, that he released to the world. They go right into your file, just like you go into a computer file, and then it's okay. He's got a Twitter. He's got a Facebook. He's got a YouTube. He's got his private email. He's got these cell phones. Let's see who he's associated with, his wife, his son, his daughter. They've all got cell phones, and then they've got maps of who you talk to. And you can just go right into all the voicemails, all the text messages, all the voice memos, all of the everything, the Snapchats, everything. Because as that goes over the fiber, it's all caught at the big data centers, and it's all recorded, and it's all put into the record. So, yes, everything these FBI agents did on burner phones is also recorded. But they think that that's not going to be nexused out because it's phones they bought at Walmart or whatever. But still, because the proximity and where they're at and all the rest of it, you could geolocate a map about when those calls were made and where and overlay it and figure out who had the phones and who they were. But, yeah, that's the best thing they've got is the burner phones. But there's travel log proximity maps and predictive systems that know how you travel in your daily life. And even the average FBI agent wouldn't know that till now. So they'll overlay that and have the entire data map fully recorded.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
You know, we have a great team here at InfoWars, and I don't spend enough time thanking them for the great job they do or how they think of all the different angles and things that I miss. But Darren McBreen remembered a clip, and if you can bring Darren in here, because he'll probably know the date. But this was when Trump was still running, if memory serves, but he was the nominee, and they were going completely ape. And Newt Gingrich said something that was 100% true. That's what frustrates me about Newt Gingrich. He's ultra smart, ultra aware, incredible speaker, but he used to work for Nelson Rockefeller and others, and when the globalists want, he'll go along with them. Yeah, they found the article March 4th, 2016. Gingrich, establishment scared of Trump because he didn't belong to the secret society. Darren remembered that he had said that. And see, I was right. It was back during the campaign. I guess he wasn't even the nominee yet. But the fact that Gingrich said that, I just add the proviso that you can't trust Gingrich, except when he's telling you the truth 98% of the time. It's some of the best info out there. But then occasionally he'll pull a little globalist stuff. But that's a side issue. I should have just got right to the meat and potatoes. Darren remembered that, and that ties into all of this right now, because that's why the globalists don't like Trump. He is his own guy. He isn't in a good old boys club. When he's not hanging out with his family, he's hanging out with his wife, or if he's not married, a woman. And he likes to hang out with blue-collar workers and eat hamburgers, literally on his construction sites. And he's just a blue-collar billionaire who is about sticking it to the elites. And he's never been in their club. He's never done it in their cabals. He's never joined their big groups. And he came out during the campaign and said, I've paid off all these people. And it's legal, but it's wrong. And I know how to turn things back on. They have been screwing the country over. These people are all bought and paid for. I'm an independent. I will take the controls off that have been screwing you. And Gingrich made that point back in March of a year and a half ago or longer. We should flashback that article and retweet it. Remember when Gingrich said Trump wasn't part of a secret society? Because that's the secret to Trump. He is his own guy. Does it mean he's perfect? No. And let me tell you something before I play this clip. The fact that they've gotten him to send major heavy weapons to the Russian border, they basically doubled what was there under Obama, and they put U.S. special operations all over the Russian border, and they're massing Marines, and they've got the head of the Marine Corps close to the Russian border saying there's 300 Marines here today, there may be 3,000 next week, we're probably going to have a war with Russia. And that is all the neocons and the Democrats making this Russia thing up, desperate to keep us from getting all those Russian resources. Russia's perfect. They've got more resources than Africa. Russia has the most resources than Africa. Russia's a country, also basically two continents together, and then you've got, you know, Eurasia, and then, of course, you've got Africa, that its own continent. But all the demographics, all the numbers, all the facts show Russia needs the U.S., the U.S. needs Russia, and they're Christian and anti-communist now. I mean, I think they go too far. They basically arrest communists in Russia now and stuff. But he says they work for Soros, and it's been proven. The point is that things are getting crazy. And Russia has been moving its supersonic missiles to the borders with Europe. They've been moving them up the border with North Korea. And they've been saying, okay, we're ready to have a war. Let's go. And it's such a travesty that the secret globalist societies, the good old boys, the sycophants, you know, Phil Mudd goes, you've disrespected our intelligence community. We're going to kill you. And Schumer, you mess with our intelligence agencies. They got seven ways to Sunday. You mean all the blue blood, Ivy League leftists that have it out for the country that all wanted to be secret agents who all went and got your little CIA cards? You're embarrassing scum. All the people that actually do the killing and the tracking and the engaging and all the work hate you to a person. So it's also a besmirch of U.S. intelligence agencies to actually say that Phil Mudd and other little chicken neck cowards like Chucky Schumer represent them. And the point is, our government leadership has been evil. Our intelligence agencies recognize that. But it's really up to we, the people. But if our own military and our own intelligence agencies are trying to get the face sucker off of us, the least the American people can do is join in doing it. And you have done that. You're the reason we're here. And it's recognized by the president and others that InfoWars was the computer program reboot operation to let us recognize we're under globalist control, foreign occupation, and that it was hurting us economically, and how they use economics to control to launch the reboot first through our military and intelligence agencies. I mean, I could have in here from SEAL Team 6, you name it, all of them, tell you. They would get called in and told, required viewing, Alex Jones, 10, 15 years ago. And it wasn't that I was that special. It's that I was the only person that actually read government documents and had those type of guests on who wasn't a leftist. Because the leftist obsessed with COG and how government works because they want to run it and get into it. I just want to live here in Texas and be left alone. I don't want to be up there in the secret societies and the butt-kissing operations. I want to be left alone. Only reason I'm doing this is because I'm not going to be some globalist slave of Antifa and a bunch of potbellies and a bunch of scum like Bernie Sanders who wants to run my life. It ain't happening. But I've kind of gone on a rant here. The point is that I'm glad that McBreen remembered this because this is the truth. Trump is not in a secret society. His society is going up on the stage and saying, it's about you and your family. That's real value. You make the world work. I admire you, and I'm going to get out of your way. Trump admires working families. Trump admires white people, black people, Hispanics, women, old, young. Trump admires hard work and strong people. He's all about it. He's obsessed with it. He works 18 hours a day. They've got him to cut back a little bit to like 14, thank God, because he was getting exhausted 6 months ago. He's real, people. That's why the scum's so upset. They're crapping themselves. He was so real. Him and his dad played possum for decades while they were planning all this and waiting for the right time. And guess what had happened? Again, his dad, I've confirmed from the highest levels, massive amounts of money to the John Birch Society in the 50s and 60s. Same thing with people like Donald Trump. And I've talked to the old guys that have been in the meetings just 2 days ago with Trump, 25 years ago, saying, I wish somebody would run to stop this. I'd get behind him. He didn't even want to. When he says that, he doesn't need to do that to feel powerful. He was looking for somebody to back. They never showed up. Just like he says in speeches, they never came along. I've talked to people that were in the meetings 25 years ago when Trump was saying, who do we get to do this? Why are we doing this with NAFTA and GATT? Why are they out to get the country? He's not perfect, but he's not out to screw you. He doesn't have it out for America. You understand that? All right, let's go to Newt Gingrich here. Let's go ahead and roll Newt Gingrich telling it like it is. Here it is.
And now they're faced with a very real prospect of Donald Trump becoming the leader of the party, and it absolutely drives them crazy. They just cannot imagine sharing. Well, because he's an outsider. He's not them. He's not part of the club. He's uncontrollable. You know, he hasn't been through the initiation rites. He didn't belong to the secret society. And I think that they don't see him. They have no idea how to relate to him.
That's right, because they're not normal, good, honorable people. An alpha male that's strong and successful doesn't have to see you fail to feel powerful. In fact, when they see you fail as a good person, it hurts a real alpha male. And that's really what this is the return of, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why they're so scared. And that's why they're crapping themselves. Is Trump perfect? No. Is he delivering perfectly? No. But is he trying as hard as he can? Absolutely. Newt Gingrich, Trump didn't belong to the secret societies. And you look at who did, people like Zuckerberg at Harvard. And I got to say it, Harvard is the cancer. People want to say, oh, it's Catholics, oh, it's Jews, oh, it's this or that. No, there's good Catholics, good Jews, good agnostics, good everything. They're basically Harvard pinhead wannabe elitists who hate everybody and think they're better than everybody who want to be in the cool club. Just like Gerald Celente always says, they're the white shoe boys that always wanted to be class president. That's who they are, and they hate you, they hate America, they hate Trump, they are the scum of the earth. Stay with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. If you just joined us, I'm going to hit some other news we haven't gotten to yet. Big earthquakes, economic news. We've got a guest joining us, one of our reporters from Switzerland, covering the World Economic Forum. He's made some very interesting discoveries. Kit Daniels has got an article going up in the next few minutes about it. Antifa is up on top of the frozen mountain in the middle of nowhere, financed by George Soros as usual, helicoptered in with their signs. But being a rent-a-mob, they're calling for socialism, not communism, like they normally do. And they're not calling for killing U.S. cops. They're calling for global warming carbon taxes paid to them. In fact, it just went live. Report, Soros deploys Antifa at Davos. But Jack Posobiec is really a smart cookie, and he started tweeting out on his Twitter the fact that, you know, Trump's not in a secret society, as Newt Gingrich said, but who is in a secret society? So we should create a whole meme about this, about, oh, the Clinton FBI crime syndicate, they're a secret society. And we can put on screen, John Podesta, he's in a secret spirit cookie, Aleister Crowley society. So did somebody say secret society? And you can have, oh, Ravanovich, who they say is like 70-something, but it's like a vampire. She looks like she's 40. They all worship her. Did someone say secret society? We're not creepy. We just have vampire teeth. And they say, sir, we'll have the blood, the semen, and the breast milk there waiting for you. Good. And sir, the entertainment will be waiting for you in the hot tub. Good. So that's what this all comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. It's all too rich, isn't it, my friends? So does somebody say secret? Again, here's Newt Gingrich back in March of 2016 pointing out that Trump's not part of the good old boy club.
And now they're faced with a very real prospect of Donald Trump becoming the leader of the party, and it absolutely drives them crazy. They just cannot
Why?
Imagine sharing. Well, because he's an outsider. He's not them. He's not part of the club. He's uncontrollable. You know, he hasn't been through the initiation rites. He didn't belong to the secret society. And I think that they don't see him. They have no idea how to relate to him.
But see, the globalists create their own little cabals, their own little cults, to keep people on the reservation and control them so they'll do terrible things. I'm part of American society. I'm part of believing in the country and knowing free markets the way to go and knowing we're not perfect, but our history is illustrious and our high points are a lot better than our low points. And I want to make the country great and I don't want to bring it down. But you go to college or public school. I mean, every college out there, except a few Christian ones, they just demonize America like it's Satan's rear end. And they never criticize North Korea or Venezuela or all the other horrible disasters that are collectivism. They just harp and harp and harp and harp because they're the moral high ground. They're the good guys. Well, most Christians or libertarians or conservatives or just free market folks or classical liberals aren't about grandstandings. We just sit here and let them run the world. Now they want to ban us off the internet. Now they want to say we're Russian agents. Now they want to shut us up. So we're finding out we got to do something. We got to stand up. And so the sleeping giant is awake and they keep acting like we're still asleep. See, they thought we were always awake, but they had intimidated us. And now that we're awake, they keep trying to scare us, and they never listen. Psychopaths, sociopaths, narcissists like this as well, they never listen. They just have their own program going on internally in their mind. So they always tell us that we're an echo chamber. We're the echo chamber handing your ass to you. I'm not an echo chamber. I listen to it. I watch it all. I really think through it. Like CNN came out with more than, it's like 100 other publications. It's all over TV. I can't even keep track of it. They are so scared of Neil Strauss because he's had a whole bunch of number one New York Times best-selling books. And a lot of them get turned into movies. And he wants to write this big book with me, and I'm very happy. And he came. I met with him some. And we hit it off. And he said he's never seen it where he sent out the proposal. And there's already folks wanting to publish it. But we sent the proposal out so, you know, get a nice bidding war going. And they tattled within 24 hours, and CNN's like, well, we contacted United Artists that represents him, and, you know, they're saying they did this on their own, and they're not going to be part of this. Ooh, they think it's cool to be on television saying, we're going to ban Alex, we're not going to let him publish a book. Hey, dummies. Just like you got Milo's book banned, ended up selling twice as many. We already thought all that through. We don't just, like you, just arrogantly do something and then freak out when something happens. We thought it all through. And I was never going to publish a book except for the fact Neil said yes, but they're going to try to ban it. And then he laid out his plan. And they're walking into it better than we even thought. So and then they can't help it, too, that they have to book ban. This is killing a book before it ever got out of mommy. This is like aborting a book. And this is the new thing they do. You know, Savage has had a bunch of number one New York Times. He writes one about China's influence over America. It made it to the publishing. They printed 100,000 of them, and then they went, oh, sorry, Mr. Savage, we'll pay you. The Chinese don't like it. We're not going to ship it to the stores. And the listeners are kind of like, oh, well, you know, the Chinese government says Michael Savage's book can't come out. I mean, you know, we're just kind of used to it, all of us, aren't we? Because we don't whine. But this is outrageous. And now, you know what? We're calling all the publishers, and CNN says anybody publishes it will destroy you. I mean, what a knuckle-dragging thug. Yeah, there it is, Michael Savage, China Lobby censoring new book. I mean, wait till you experience this, folks. I mean, I'm not at liberty to get into it, but one reason I said I didn't want to be in big movies is about 6-7 years ago, they wanted me to play this big leading role, a supporting role, but it was a big role. It was the leader. It was a big supporting role in a big science fiction movie that came out. And I said, you know, this is a total payoff. I mean, you know, come on, Alex, you're a good actor. You'll be over here. And I was like, yeah, and Hollywood cannot believe, you know, that I just said no. And I said no to a bunch of it. It's really, I don't kind of peacock around and get arrogant about stuff, but I love turning Hollywood down and all that stuff. It's one of my sick enjoyments. Everybody else falls over themselves. These politicians would any of many. It's a joke. The real rock star thing to do is, you know, just burn them, baby. You couldn't pay me enough to be part of what you do. But I'm sorry. The point is that because it's not about the power, personal power. It's about these power worshipers not worshiping their God, not worshiping that big fat. If Hollywood was a creature, it'd be like a giant, wart-covered, Jabba the Hutt child molester with pus pouring out of its eyes, with flies all over it in the middle of a giant junk heap for eternity. I don't want to have my spirit with that. So if I can metaphysically turn down huge amounts of money and turn down fame in the system, that's a ritual sacrifice. I mean, I'm not into magic, you know, as your little Crowleyites are. That's all you trying to simulate what really goes on in the real world. But in front of God, it's a ritual to turn that down. You see, to not be part of Babylon and to want to try to build our own world here. That's what America's about. It's what this whole thing is about, is doing new stuff, our own thing, where it isn't based on your sick secret societies, but where it's based on real brotherhood of man and humanity building the new future based on what individuals really stand for, not off what systems, artificial systems you set up that we're supposed to all be imprisoned by. So that's a side issue. Speaking of that, though, we can't build this without capital to project the ideas and to defend the ideas from the enemy's attempts to shut it down. So I haven't even really plugged today yet, other than saying we have the CNN, this fake news T-shirts that a guy got thrown out of CNN Center. It's like a little mall by the convention center. And they said, you can't have that here. Just total authoritarians. You get those shirts. It helps fund the operation. Got a lot of new supplements out. Our new pollen block from the quail. The Japanese quail that are fed a special diet, that's 51% off out of the gates, $17.76. It really works. I'm amazed at how good it works. It knocks my seasonal discomfort caused by pollen down by about 80%. It's some days 90. I say today it's about 80. The pollen's just off the chart. The cedar and all the rest of it's unbelievable right now. But InfoWarsStore.com. And we have a new product up there that's 50% off out of the gates. But I'm not even going to plug Bodies. Ultimate turmeric formula, whole body support, because I don't have time to do it properly, but I'll just tell you this. This is the strongest, most concentrated turmeric. We looked at 10 leading competitors that cost even more money, and their derivatives or their extracts, and they're not even a fraction. This is 400 plus milligrams per serving of concentrated, fresh, high quality turmeric with a bunch of other organic compounds that are known to synergistically supercharge it. Everybody knows, or you should know about turmeric. It's a 60-day supply, big order. It's now available. Bodies. You look at the leading competitors, what they got in it versus us. That is capsule size right there. And we just absolutely devastate the competition. We're not just tomorrow's news today. We're the highest quality supplements out there. InfoWarsStore.com. Help fund the victory against the globalist.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.